Five key metrics that prove exactly why mobile home parks are vastly superior to practically every other asset class. I'm Eloy Retana. I'll tell you what they are right now in episode 2 of the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show.
You're listening to the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show, the only podcast exclusively for busy professionals who wish to be considered for participation in some of today's most attractive mobile home park investment opportunities. Now, with another content-packed episode in 10 minutes or less, here is your host, Eloy Retana.
You know what they say about land. They're not making any more of it. But investing in real estate is a labyrinth. There are so many choices, and many things that appear to be investment opportunities turn out to be minefields just waiting for the next sucker to walk by. But there are some wise, objective standards that a savvy investor can use to make great decisions. Let's see how mobile home parks compare on some of these finer points, shall we? So, key metric number one is low tenant turnover. A major expense for single-family rentals and apartment owners is tenant turnover. When there's turnover in single-family rentals, you have 100% income loss for that period. Apartment turnover rates tend to be similarly terrifying at a rate of 20 to 30% per year. So, how do mobile home parks compare? Well, how does 0% turnover sound as an alternative? You heard that correctly. It isn't uncommon for mobile home parks to go an entire year or more without any turnover at all, and very little in normal years. Why? Many tenants live in parks by choice because it provides them affordable home ownership options. They do not have to pay property taxes. They feel at home in a park community that provides a level of privacy that they couldn't find in any apartment complex. Not to mention, in our parks, the tenant owns his mobile home, and the cost to move that mobile home to another park simply doesn't make sense, so they have an incentive to stay. And they do. Which leads us to key metric number two. The tenants are responsible for repairs and maintenance. I'll be honest, I hate dealing with contractors. With single-family rentals and apartments, dealing with contractors can be a regular occurrence. Not so with mobile home parks. Why is that? Well, as I mentioned before, as park owners, we own the land. We don't own the mobile homes. The tenants do. Therefore, the responsibility of the expenses and repairs falls squarely on the tenants. This includes the utilities. Tenants tend to abuse of the water when they're not the ones paying for it. By sub-metering and billing their utilities back to the tenants, a funny thing happens. People stop wasting water. It's a beautiful thing when you as an owner are only having to account for the expenses of the upkeep of the park. And another place where real cost savings happens for me and you as investors is in key metric number three, which is cost per unit. When you purchase a single or multifamily rental property, you're purchasing a combination of land and a physical asset that you can rent out. When you purchase a mobile home park, you're purchasing only the land that you can rent to a tenant who can then put his physical asset, the mobile home, on that land. Since you are paying for an existing building when you purchase a single or multifamily rental property, the cost per unit is much, much higher than the cost per unit when you're investing wisely in mobile home parks. For example, if you purchase a 6-unit building for $1 million, the cost per unit would be about $167,000. Say you pay $1 million for a mobile home park and get 40 available lots to lease out, your cost per unit would be about $25,000. But your net profit per unit is going to be similar or even better with more units when investing in mobile home parks versus a rental property. It's just a much, much smarter way to use your investment capital. And speaking of getting more for your money, key metric number four is simply amazing because it saves you so much capital. Key metric number four is your tenant buys and owns their mobile home, not you. It may sound wonderful to be able to rent 30 homes out for $1,500 per month, hypothetically, of course, but now you have 30 roofs, 30 water heaters, 30 AC units to maintain. This is the type of headaches a park owner is trying to avoid. When we buy a new park with park-owned mobile homes, the very first thing we do is sell those mobile homes back to the tenants. For us as owners, this means less maintenance, less expenses, less headaches, and more profits, which leads clearly to key metric number five, which is cap rate. Cap rate. Now, in case you're not aware, cap rate means capitalization rate, And though it's slightly more complicated than that, you can basically think of cap rate as a return on investment from cash flow. Cap rates are helpful because they let us objectively compare the cash flow among distinct asset classes. And that's really helpful for me and you because here's what we know. The typical cap rate generated by mobile home parks absolutely crushes those generated by practically all multifamily and single family investment properties. I mean, in several cases, it's not even close. For example, in today's overpriced market, in most primary, even secondary and tertiary markets, good luck trying to find an apartment complex with a cap rate under 8 or 9%. Most of what you'll find out there are 5s and 6s. With mobile home parks, the cap rates tend to be considerably better, but in certain parts of the South where we like to buy, we can still find mobile home parks with cap rates of 9 and 10. And that means more cash flow, more money in your pocket. Bottom line, if what you're looking for is cash flow, and we all know that cash flow is king, then an objective look at cap rates makes it incredibly clear that mobile home parks are worth a serious look. Folks, that's all I've got for you today, except for this. The most common question I get is this. Eloy, I'd love to get involved. Can you connect me with some of these great mobile home park investments that you're describing? And the answer is maybe. Most of our projects fill rather quickly and all of them require a minimum capital commitment of $50,000 to participate. So if you would like to be notified whenever we have exceptional opportunities, just open up your web browser and go to www.partnerwithapex.com. That's partnerwithapex, APEX.com to get on our VIP investor list right now. And I'll reach out to you the next time we have a great opportunity that comes along. Until next time. I'm Eloy Ritana, reminding you that the goal is life on your terms.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show. The Savvy Mobile Home Park Investor Show is a production of Apex Communities, LLC. This content is not intended to be advisory in nature and is not offered with the intention of providing legal, tax, or other licensed professional guidance to any listener. Be sure to visit your own licensed professional advisors. This content is copyrighted by and is used under license from Apex Communities, LLC.